All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into this this piece by Pastor James Henry Cook about, you know, what it means to live a richly fulfilled life.
Yeah.
We're going to kind of break down his thoughts, figure out, you know, what's at the core of a life with deep satisfaction, real purpose.
A lot of people are searching for that.
Exactly. And I think this piece, you know, it starts off with a really powerful quote from Proverbs.
Oh, yeah.
Where there is no vision, the people perish.
Right. And it makes you think about, you know, when you don't have that clarity, that sense of direction in life, whether it's in your career or just, you know, day to day, you kind of feel lost.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And this piece really dives into having a vision as the solution.
It does. It's like Cook is saying, you know, imagine this beam of light cutting through fog.
Uh-huh.
And that's your vision, bringing all those things that are important to you into focus, your dreams, your talents, everything.
Yeah, it's taking all that energy, your intellectual energy, the emotional energy, spiritual beliefs, even physical effort, and like channeling it towards something.
Yeah, towards something meaningful.
Right. And the piece really highlights the impact that can have. Living a life with that kind of intention, you know, it says life becomes the sweetest, most satisfying, most joyous. When you're focused on making a difference.
A difference for good.
Yeah, for good in the lives of as many people as possible and for as long as you can.
It's like, you know, setting up this beacon on the horizon, right?
Exactly, like your North Star.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe not a specific destination, but like a guiding principle for every choice you make.
That's a really great way to put it because it really takes the focus off of just personal happiness, right?
Mm.
And it shifts it to this lasting sense of contribution.
Absolutely. And the text really emphasizes love and serving others as a key part of that.
And it's unconditional, right?
Right. There's no but, no matter their background, beliefs, anything.
Yeah. And I think one of the most compelling things Cook brings up is this list of human experiences that should spark compassion in us. You know, he talks about hurts, downcast eyes, dropped chins, tears, worry, strife, and wounds of the spirit as well as body.
It's powerful imagery, right?
It is. It's really about recognizing those moments in others and feeling that urge to help.
Exactly. And at the heart of it all, the text emphasizes the inherent value of each person, that each person is precious beyond imagining simply because they are.
Right. No qualifications, no need to earn it.
It just is.
And from that starting point, the idea of helping others who are struggling isn't just some nice gesture. It's almost like an expected response.
Yeah, like it flows naturally from that sense of shared humanity.
Okay, so we've got this vision, but how do we hold on to it when things inevitably get tough?
Good question. So the text talks about this vision being guided by a light.
Yeah.
And it references John 8.2.
Right.
Which is often interpreted as, you know, finding direction in life. And it also talks about being rooted in faith, which it describes as the solid rock of Jesus Christ.
So basically this guiding principle, this belief system,
it becomes your source of resilience.
That anchor.
Yeah, keeping you grounded when you face challenges, when discouragement sets in. It's about having that inner strength.
Strength that comes from striving for something bigger than yourself.
Exactly.
All right, so let's bring it all together. What would you say is the essence of a richly fulfilled life according to this perspective?
Well, Cook says it's about answering to the best of our God-given abilities to help others.
That's it.
That's the essence. Really being present in the world, engaging with it in a way that lessens suffering, contributes to the well-being of everyone around us.
It actually references John 10.10 as well.
Oh, yeah.
A passage often seen as, you know, living life to the fullest.
It all ties together.
It really does. So for our listeners, I think the key takeaway here is that a truly satisfying life, it's not just about your own personal success. It's about having that clear sense of purpose.
Yeah, a vision that's centered on serving others with genuine compassion.
And recognizing the worth of every single person, no matter what.
Absolutely. And having that inner strength to keep going, even when things get tough.
And that brings up a question for you listening. How would having your own clear vision, your own beacon on the horizon, change how you approach your day-to-day?
Right.
The way you interact with people. What would that horizon even look like for you?
Something to think about.
It is. It's a really powerful idea.
It is.
So yeah, I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
This piece by Cook is really thought-provoking.
It is.
And I encourage everyone to, you know, maybe check out the full text, reflect on these ideas a bit more.
Yeah, and see how it might apply to your own life.
Exactly.
It's a valuable exercise.
It is. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Until next time.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.